Yeah, what a magnificent piece. And that beautiful vocals there came from Sarah Sean, who is sitting in the studio with me, together with fellow band leader Taylor Galassi of This Way to the Egress. Welcome, guys, and thank you for coming in this afternoon and taking some time out in advance of your Music Fest performance coming up in a couple of weeks' time, right?
Hi, but, Bill.
Yes, hello. Thank you for having us.
Yep, really glad to be have you back here again. And I remember when you were in here when the release happened of that album.
Ooh. Yep.
And how's it going, the album sales? Are they?
Oh, yeah. We had a really, really good push afterwards and got to do some touring with it. And made a couple music videos. And now we're actually recording our sixth studio album. We start next weekend.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable. You've been going 10 years as a band, right?
Yeah, it'll actually
this
be
November, it'll be 11, actually.
It'll be 11?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
If you can believe it.
Well, hey, that's pretty good. Six albums in 11 years as an independent band. That's good going.
Yeah, it's been a long ride.
Yeah, it's a few lifetimes.
All right. Let's first talk about your Music Fest gig, because there's lots to say about that. You are closing out Music Fest on the final Sunday evening on the big Vaultplex stage, 9 till 11 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I think you've got an extra, much more than just a regular band planned, right? So tell us.
Oh, yeah. We're so excited. So we, when we heard that we got this slot, I mean, first of all, we love being a part of Music Fest. It's an amazing event that happens in our hometown. So every year we, you know, fight like crazy to be a part of it in any way that we can. And this year, when we got the closing slot in Volksplatz stage, we were like, oh, yeah, we're gonna bring our biggest show yet. And since this will be our last local show until our new album comes out, we thought we'd kind of up the ante. So we've planned like a drum ensemble, and we have puppets and a mini choir joining us. We'll have a full horn section, extra musicians joining the stage, circus performers, conga line, special guests.
Yeah, it's a full-on two-hour show, and we're trying to get as much of the community involved as we can as well with local artists and musicians.
Yeah, we have the Kerfelli Circus Sideshow. They're based out of the Valley. They're going to be coming out and doing some circus performing while we're playing. We also have we'll have Lehigh Valley Apparel Creations, the local company who does t-shirts, doing a limited edition Music Fest t-shirt run for us, and half of those proceeds we're going to contribute to Magnolia New Beginnings, which helps those suffering from addiction get on their feet and get back into the swing of things. So we have like as many people in the community as we can getting involved in this. And then a giant entourage of musicians coming in from all over the East Coast, actually.
Wow. Yeah. And the choir, you said, as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a small one. But, yeah, we have quite a few friends locally who sing. I teach music lessons at the Lesson Center based in Bethlehem. And I have a few students who will actually be coming out and joining us on stage as well for the choir. So that'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah, so it's basically an adult students, and it's not children's choir or anything like that.
Correct, right. Correct. No, they're adults. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, reminds me of the time I saw Pink Floyd way early on when they had a full choir on stage with them as well.
That's awesome.
Back in, 1970 or something. It was amazing.
I'm sure.
So I'm looking forward to that part of it. And you've already got, two horn players in the band?
Yes, we have tuba and trombone, but we've recently brought on a trumpet player, and we'll have regular trombone, bass trombone, trumpet, two tubas, not for the whole set, but for the big finale.
Yeah.
It's actually my cousin who is going to Moravian for music studies.
Study tuba.
Yeah. And he'll be joining us, and a few members of my family will actually be joining us. My mom is a local musician. She'll be joining our choir on stage and everything. And there may be a few other horn players bopping in. We'll have an extra violinist, local artist here.
You play violin, right?
Yeah, I do.
On some of the numbers, but you have a violinist in addition to you.
Yeah, because some numbers I also play the keyboard on.
Yep.
And sometimes I like to also just sing and run around. So it'll be fun to have somebody pick up some of that slack for me.
Right. And directing with all that stuff happening.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to be coordinating it all. And
totally.
Right. Yeah. Taylor, anything else to add about
Well, I
that
mean,
night?
I was actually going to say, I don't want to spoil too much of it. I mean, we do think that Beetlejuice might make an appearance. We're not sure. We're checking. But I didn't want to say too much because I really wanted everyone to come out and see, because it's going to be completely choreographed and nice extravaganza.
Wow.
Yeah, and it'll be our last local show of the year until we release the next album. So this will be, we're kind of just bringing it, you know, for our home. I think it's important that, like, you know, the locals that come to Music Fest see that there is a thriving art community that's happening here, and then the tourists that come in to see also see that there's a thriving art community and music community that's happening here. So we're super excited to be a part of it.
Right, and hey, we're really glad you're here in the Lehigh Valley and contributing to all the good stuff that is happening and going on. Yeah, I mean, you've done some great stuff, some great performances here in the past and in various different venues. And I remember you did a late night movie, didn't you? You did a soundtrack
for Reefer Madness. Reefer Madness. Did that 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
420.
That was so much fun. That was a really good time.
Yeah.
Anything else like that on the horizon?
Not as of now, because like I said, next week we're going in to start recording our sixth album. So we're just going to be hunkering down, working on that mostly throughout the winter so that we can kind of emerge, you know, newer and bigger in the spring.
Right. Yep. Wow, so you have time to work on that when you're putting this extravaganza together and trying to coordinate everything. Are you adequately rehearsed at this stage, or you've got piles more rehearsals?
Oh, we have a lot more rehearsals.
Yeah, we have a lot of sectionals coming up and some drum sectionals and for the choir and stuff like that. We have a lot of preparation.
Yeah. Yeah, we're also building a lot of the props. Yeah, we were doing that before we came here, which is pretty wild.
Okay. Look, you mentioned the new album, and you have brought in some new recordings with you. The piece we're going to play is...
actually, a cover song. So we don't have any of the songs for the new album recorded yet, but we, this last a year ago, actually, this month, we released a Patreon, which is like a crowdfunding platform for fans of our band, and they subscribe to us monthly at a certain denomination, and we release new music monthly for them. So in the last year, we've released music videos. We released an entire audiobook of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark with original score. We've released a spaghetti western audiobook around Christmas time for Christmas stories, and a slew of cover songs and originals. And this, I believe, is a cover song from we released to our patrons right before we went down to New Orleans in March. And it's a cover, our take on House of the Rising Sun.
Okay, your take on a New Orleans song, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And by the way, how do people get to, they can listen to this online? You have to sign up to be a patron?
Correct, yeah. Yes. You just go to patreon.com/thiswaytotheegress, and for as little as $1 a month, or like $12 a year, you can have access to all of the content we release monthly.
Wow, okay, good to know. All right. House of the Rising Sun, done by This Way to the Egress in a larger band version, right?
Yep.
Here goes.
There's a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. He's been the room of many a poor soul. And Lord, I know I'm so my new blue jeans.
Yeah, House of the Rising Sun, done by an expanded version of This Way to the Egress. Beautiful version.
Thank you. Nice
organ there, Sarah.
Thank you. The whole
arrangement sounded really good. I mean, that's a magnificent song, and
it is always
ripe for reinterpretation. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been waiting for years for it to
Yeah,
do
she's
that
been talking
song,
about
actually,
it for a while. So, I was so happy that we got to do it.
Yeah, when we went to New Orleans, we were like, oh, this is a perfect time.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how big a band did you have on there?
Actually, that was just us. All the horns and our new trumpet player based out of New York. But all the horns were just overdubs. Our trombone player, Joe, was like, we had him like, because I'm like, no, we need a bigger band, bigger band. So, like, tuba was playing in the trombone register so just to fatten everything up. And, yeah, Taylor did upright bass.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Because we let the tuba sit with the horn section. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, upright bass always adds a nice proportion.
One of my favorites, absolutely.
Yeah. You'd be playing some upright bass at Music Fest?
No, I won't be. That's one of the instruments I won't be playing.
Yeah, a bit too big to lug around with all the rest of the stuff you'll have. Yeah.
Although you played upright bass in the next song we're going to play.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. Cool.
Okay, so that was available on your Patreon site.
Yes.
Yeah.
That won't be on your new album.
Not as of now. No.
Right.
We have so many songs that we're bringing to the new album.
Yeah, right.
We may have to like lasso it in a little bit.
You might have to cut songs. Our plan is to just write as many songs as we can and just pick the best ones.
Yeah. So.
Tell us a bit about your writing process. So two of you do pretty much all the writing.
Yeah, actually, for years it was really mostly me. And this album specifically, we changed things around. Sarah and I are really collaborating, doing mainly half and half, and I'll bring a song to her, or she'll bring a song to me, and she'll add lyrics, or I'll add melodies, and that's kind of new for us. We didn't used to do
like
that.
Normally it would be like he'd write the lion's share, I'd write a song or two, we'd bring them to the band, the band composed their own parts,
right.
You know, they write their own parts to it, and then we'd go. But this last album, Onward Up a Frightening Creek, we had a few numbers that Taylor and I collaborated on and wrote together. And then this one, so far, a good majority of them, we've written together.
Yeah.
So it's been really fun to, after 10 years, to kind of, as the band has evolved, we've evolved, you know, so our writing style has changed a bit.
And so each of you, it's not one doing the lyrics and one doing the music. You each mix roles there as well.
And when we're doing the demos, between her and I, we play so many instruments. We can do everything ourselves. We bring it to the band then.
Yeah. I think the first song we're recording next weekend, Taylor wrote, he had like all the pieces and he was like, check out the song I want to do. And then I heard a melody. And I'm like, oh, can I write the words? And he's like, do it.
And you wrote those lyrics in like 30 minutes.
Yeah, we wrote this. The first song we're recording like wrote itself.
Yeah,
it was really
that was,
done.
That was fun.
And
it was a fun time.
We had it written in about an hour.
Okay, and you mentioned all the band members contributing their parts. The band lineup, you mentioned you've now added a trumpeter, so you're a 7-piece band now,
yeah,
right?
Here and there. We have, so our trombone player who's been with us from the start, he's recently left the band. He's got, you know, pursuing some new adventures and everything. You'll probably still see him at shows. He comes out and hangs and everything. But so we have a few different trombone players we're working with located all around, like currently one in Boston who comes all the way out from Boston to play with us, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
He'll be with us at Music Fest. And then a trumpet player from New York, New York City as well.
Okay.
So about 6, 7, 8, 9 of us, 5 of us, it's just kind of a rotating. Depends on who's around at this
but
point.
Everyone else in the band is the same as on the album, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so the lineup then, in addition to both of you, you've got trombone, you've got tuba, you've got guitar, and what have I missed?
Drums.
And drums, of course.
So we have John Wentz, Tubi Doo on tuba, and Jacqueline the Kid on guitar, and Nick Impeccable on the drums.
All right, okay. Yeah. That sounds really good. All right, so you've been doing a fair bit of touring. You mentioned to me you were on tour in the UK.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, huh?
Yeah, it was a blast. We were picked up by a festival called Boomtown, a massive, massive festival. And we booked a little mini tour through the UK with it, but we were able to visit some other countries while we were there, which was amazing. And the reception was amazing.
Yeah.
Everything about it was amazing, actually. In fact, we took a train from Brighton to London, and we couldn't walk anywhere without our instruments. Whenever we had our instruments, everybody was approaching us like, oh, you're musicians. Yeah. And we got on the train from Brighton to London and they like swarmed us. You know, normally when we're in the States and we say, people ask us what you do for a living, we're kind of like, we're musicians.
And they're like, musicians.
Yeah, we're kind of like a little reluctant. Oh, but we have, you know.
What you do for a real living.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But it wasn't like that at all there.
No.
I remember we took this train ride. The rest of the band had flown back and Taylor and I had stayed an extra couple days just to enjoy the country. And but we had my violin and his accordion and we were loaded the train on from Brighton to London and all of the locals started talking to us. And before we knew it, they had us surrounded and we were playing songs and it was
you were playing on the train.
It was really a wonderful experience. We weren't ready to come back.
And the venues out there are, they feed us, they give us a place to stay. A lot of times they have like apartments upstairs and stuff. It's just so different than the States.
We actually played this amazing amazing place called the Lighthouse in Kent or Deal, Kent. I'm not sure And a local there lets bands stay at his house, and it was a cottage that was built in like
1610.
No, I thought it was
I think it was 1610. Yeah,
it was so amazing. Like the whole time we couldn't even believe we were like in this place.
I
it
still
was
think of
fabulous.
That stay is a highlight.
Oh, nice. If you're there, I have a good friend in Brighton who's a real amazing music fan and
cool.
musician. So,
cool.
I will put you in contact.
Definitely.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm thinking about in Europe also. Your music, I'm sure, will go down really well in Germany.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. We think so as well.
We see it on our online streams and sales.
Yeah.
And actually in South America, too, in Chile.
Chile, Mexico.
A lot. We seem to really have like these pockets outside of the States that are like, when are you coming? When are you coming?
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully with the releases. And we're going to be doing roughly about a 6-week national tour this time next year after the release of our new album. And hopefully after that, we'll be able to set sail internationally again. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look forward to talking to you again when that's happening and after the new album comes out. Let's go out with another new piece, tell us about it. It's a rework of a piece on the last album, right?
Yeah, so the Patreon's been really awesome because it gives us an opportunity to explore music in new mediums. And we have a song that, it's actually a song that I wrote for the last album called Whiskey on My Grave, which is kind of like a call to arms, like a call to action with the current state and the political climate in this country. And so for Patreon, our banjo guitar player Jacqueline had an idea to redo this song in a country Appalachian style. So her uncle came in and did pedal steel, and she played banjo. Our tuba player actually sung the lead vocals and played acoustic guitar, Taylor on upright and harmonies, and I did, I don't even know what I played on it. Did I play anything on it? I think it just maybe sung. I don't know. We'd have to hear it. But so it's a reimagining of one of our songs in a country style.
Okay, let's take a listen to the reworking of Whiskey on My Grave from This Way to the Egress.
Take their fair share. We shiver and shake at the memories we've made. We hold our breath as waters rise. Don't you know they give it up? Their whole damn life of love. You cash them dollar signs from their eyes. I die in the streets, pour whiskey on my grave. These days, if I die in the streets, pour whiskey on my grave. Singing, save me, save me. Everybody's gone so crazy. Taken to the streets, singing, save me. Meaning by the sea when it rises up to greet us. Don't you dare despair when there's nowhere left to turn. The disease in which try to feed us like a phoenix from the ashes. Sometimes shit has to burn.
Whiskey on My Grave, right here on 88.1 WDIY, and that was a reworked version from This Way to the Egress, reworked from the version they had on their most recent album, Onward Up a Frightening Creek. And we've been talking with Taylor and Sarah from This Way to the Egress. Any last comments?
No, I think we're just... super happy that you had us on. We're really looking forward to our music fest set. Y'all can catch us August 11th, closing night, right before the fireworks, from 11 to 9 p.m. on the Volksplatz stage.
Well, the other way around, right? 9 to 11 p.m.
Oh, did I say that? 11 to 9? Yeah. 9 to 11. 9 to 11.
come at 9, not 11.
Come at 9, correct.
9 to 11 on the Volksplatz stage, closing out music fest.
Yep.
All right, looking forward to hearing you there with the huge extravaganza of circus and choir and all the other things that
awesome.
You're adding that night, so it should be really good.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Thanks for taking time to come down and talk with us at DIY, and great, you're based here in the Lehigh Valley. We're proud to have you here.
Great, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, you're very welcome.